Floriculture. Floriculture is a unique agricultural blend that is taking root in Lycopia County. Here, a vibrant tapestry of colorful flowers is transforming the landscape. The floriculture industry is bringing economic prosperity and aesthetic benefits to the region. According to statistics by the Embassy of the Republic of Kenya in Japan, over 500,000 people, including over 100,000 flower farm employees, depend on floriculture industry. Floriculture has become a significant source of income for many households in Manguo Village, in Nyahururu. Farmers in the area have been generating substantial revenue from the sale of flowers both locally and internationally. The demand for Kenyan flowers in European markets has led to major export opportunities, thus influencing flower farming both large-scale and small-scale. An enticing view of the azalea flower species. At the heart of this transformation lies the dedication of local farmers who are embracing these sustainable practices. Margaret, who owns a flower nursery and a small-scale florist with a keen eye for blooms, is such an example. We meet Margaret at her florist shop, which blossoms with cut flowers like lilies, roses, and azalea amongst many others, that are each nurtured for sale. Floriculture is a blessing to our community. It has given us a chance to earn good living while doing something passionate. The demand for Kenyan flowers is higher nowadays, and I am proud to be supplying Kenya with a piece of Lycopia, Margaret said. She also mentioned that many young people, especially young parents, have found stable jobs in those flower shops, hence reducing unemployment. Floriculture is more than just growing flowers, it's a business that supports our entire families and even serves as a job opportunity for our youths. With the income we earn from flower sales, we are able to afford better healthcare, education for our children, and invest in other ventures, Margaret noted. Beyond the economic gains, floriculture has had a positive impact on the environment and social fabric of Manguo. The cultivation of flowers often involves the use of organic farming practices, which help in maintaining the soil's health and reducing chemical runoff into nearby water bodies. Floriculture has fostered community cohesion and women empowerment. Women's groups in particular have benefited from floriculture projects, gaining financial independence and contributing to community development. Various flower species that are displayed for sale. The emphasis on sustainable farming is crucial. We are not just growing flowers but also nurturing our land and ensuring it remains fertile for future generations. In this area we have formed women empowerment groups that enabled us to benefit financially and connect with other women, Margaret pointed out. However, floriculture business is faced by a couple of challenges. Margaret highlighted that small-scale flower farmers have low morale since they are exposed to poor working conditions. In addition, she said that sometimes affording pesticides and fertilizers poses a challenge to them in combating pests and diseases. We are sometimes exposed to poor working conditions since some of us get sick as a result of poor human safety related to handling chemicals. In addition, since many of us are hustlers, affording the pesticides and fertilizers poses a challenge to many of us, considering the fact that we are also faced with the challenge of market insufficiency, Margaret concluded. The government should aim at fostering responsible and safe production of cut flowers, for both large-scale or small-scale farmers, by considering the workers' welfare and protecting the environment.